Okay. That's why we're friends.
You need to make a saddle.
Oh my god, that's the best idea.
Master Blaster.
Yeah.
Alright, so if you pull out, there's a map in your folder. Mm-hmm. It'll give you kind of an idea of where you're at. So, on the kind of the left side, about 2/3 of the way down, you should see a little yellow area there marked Trailson. Punchy, you, and Shadow Moss have been generally heading that way in the few days that you've been traveling together. It's a big town. A lot of opportunities for work, adventure, and Shadow, you might think that that's where those humans that took your baby were heading. Because it's the nearest town. So you're coming in from the east and heading to the west. So maybe out of this forest and through these giant prairie lands. Lots of tall grasses and kind of scrubby trees. It's the first day of Sylvian, which is kind of mid-spring. It's kind of heading into summer. Things are warm and pleasant, and good time for traveling as the two of you head down the road. How do you guys spend your time together on the road? Do you chat or sing or...
Are you a singing person, Punching?
No, but I have a tin whistle. I could play while you sing.
Well, I am a druid, so I probably don't make all that much noise because I feel it would be disturbing the critters. But maybe
we just walk in silence.
Walk in silence, and periodically I point at an interesting creature or something, and then Punchy tries to throw a rock at it or something.
I think that that's exactly what happens.
All right, so off in the distance, you see what looks to be a giant elk creature. Let's go ahead and see if you throw a rock at it. So I want you to roll an attack against the giant elk creature. So anytime you're rolling an attack, roll a 20-sided die. A natural 1 is bad. So you throw the rock at the elk, but it...
It totally
misses. And in fact, you hear kind of a... Ow! Which, last you checked, both of you, elks don't talk. I mean, you talk to elks, but they don't usually respond in what anybody would reply to as common. Who threw that rock?
I'm going to immediately duck down into the grass, and being a gnome, I can hide relatively easily.
So disappear from sight.
Sneak closer to where I believe the sound was coming from.
Roll me a stealth check.
Whoop.
Punchy, you are as obvious as the day. Sun is
yeah,
bright.
Right, there's nothing.
20, plus...
Natural 20?
Yeah.
Punchy, Shadow Moss just disappears. Just like... Like, you look down and, like, there's just, like, an outline of where Shadow was just a second ago as you're sitting there holding, like, another rock in your hand. Shadow, you sneak through the grass, and you see an old man with a long stick rubbing his head as he uses the stick to push himself up. He looks around and looks straight at you, Punchy.
Course.
It says, "Why'd you throw that rock at me? I'm a powerful wizard, I'll have you know."
Do I just respond?
Yeah, however you want. Or if you won't have anything to say, you can also just describe how you...
I think that Punchy would be super confused and just be like, "Elk don't talk." She hasn't quite... figured out what's going on yet. She just still thinks that the elk is talking to her.
Does she even see the wizard?
Barely. Okay. She doesn't have the best of eyesight.
Okay.
She's
okay.
Like, you. He's like, well, you're not wrong, but... but that doesn't explain why... Ow! I'm bleeding! He starts walking over to you in the short grass. And, like, he's maybe, like, 30 feet away. And he gets about halfway there, and he's just like, oh, walking is so tiring. And he kind of just crosses his legs in midair and is floating there in front of you. He says, so who are you, rock-throwing half-orc?
I think this is when Punchy figures out what's going on, and she goes, holy shit, a wizard!
You're quick, aren't you? Are you out here by yourself?
Maybe.
It's not a hard question.
You can't be alone. There's a wizard in front of you.
He says, anyway, are you heading to the city? I mean, I know you are, but you're heading to the city, yes?
Yes.
He says, you should look me up there.
How about no?
No, if you don't want... You want a magical ally, I guess you can just not... Go throwing rocks at other wizards, I guess.
I'm going to walk out of the grass abruptly, attempting to see how he reacts to the sight of someone suddenly appearing, and ask, why is such a powerful potential magical ally wandering around where rocks can easily be thrown at his head?
He's like, oh, holy shit, a wizard! The gnome! He throws some magic in your direction, but... Like, grazes over your head. Or way over your head. Sorry! Old habits!
Do you hate gnomes?
No. Gnomes are fine. Caught me off guard, that's all. I'm not used to being caught off guard. I'm very prescient.
Wouldn't you have dodged a rock then?
I was napping! Can't a wizard nap in peace?
There just seems to be some difficulties here where you find... A lot of confusion. You don't know that she has a companion. You don't know where she is or where the rock came from. How prescient are you?
You're kind of stupid.
Wizard's stupid. What color?
Wizards are always mucking about with things they don't understand.
Oh, I put in this. One second, I've got some notes here.
Subverting the natural order of things.
Yeah, what she said.
notes.
I'm not there, but as a first level character, maybe don't antagonize wizards.
I think antagonize away.
It makes for more interesting stories.
And
he says, I'll have you know, Shadow Moss. Ooh. And you, Punchy, I'm quite prescient. Says, ha, blew your mind, you never told me your name. Not yet, anyway.
I do concede that point. We have not told you our names yet.
That's right. Throwing rocks, calling me stupid.
What are you doing out here anyway, prescient wizard?
I was waiting for... Two adventurers to come walking along, but apparently I just found some rock throwers and insult throwers.
That sounds accurate.
How would you know us?
He says, I'm quite wealthy. Everyone needs cash, yes?
No. The world supplies everything we need.
I like cash.
He says, look, if you make it to Krailson, there's a tavern there. It's called the Broken Staff. He pulls out a mug from nowhere, really. He just kind of reaches behind his back and pulls out this large goblet. It has a kind of like burnt into the wood is like a staff that's been sundered in twain. He casts a spell and it fills up with ale. He starts drinking it. He says, You should meet me there. On the morrow, he says, some interesting people you might like to meet. And the opportunity to earn some hard cash. And maybe save some nature while you're at it.
Sounds like a trip.
I am also suspicious of strangers we meet who know our names.
But I do like cash.
I do like nature.
Maybe we should go.
He says, look, if you survive long enough to make it there, stop by and have a drink. First round's on Old Valthrun.
Spell that.
V-A-L-T-H-R-U-N. Are you keeping notes? Person who's not here.
General note. Player notes.
Yeah. He says, good luck on what lies ahead.
What lies ahead, O prescient one?
Well, you'll find out in like an hour and a half.
Why should we go meet someone who doesn't even have the common courtesy to warn us if he knows of things that are going to be a problem?
He says, the world's no fun if you know how it ends.
So your life is miserable and boring?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm a lonely old wizard. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some lonely old wizard things to do.
Leave that elk alone. No masturbating with the elk.
I'm hurt. Besides, I'm more of a stag type person myself. Anyway, best of luck. He disappears in a puff of smoke. Leaving just behind a slightly foul smell of old man and patchouli.
Punchy, did that seem suspicious to you?
Yeah.
But you still want to go, don't you?
Yeah, because I like drinks and cash.
Do we start with any money?
You should have.
I don't think I wrote it down.
I'm pretty strong. I think that we can deal with whatever comes up.
Let's go see if we can find this trouble he claims we'll be getting into.
Yeah, let's bring it on.
88 minutes later. I need you to both roll me a perception check, because you're walking still towards the city. You can actually kind of see it now off in the distance, this large city. There's some outlying buildings maybe a couple miles down the road. You see, not on the path you're on, because you're on kind of not terribly often used path, but you do see kind of carts in the distance and people driving them. And you start, the grasses are slowly starting to give way to more and more fields.
I got a natural 1, but I have a +5. So is that 6, or do you take it as the natural 1 and do horrible things?
Natural 1 always counts as a failure. And you get a natural 20, so that's always a success. Punchy. Actually, we'll start with the funnier one. Shadow. You see the most beautiful, perfectly formed rabbit you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, the quintessential rabbit. Like,
it's so beautiful.
The fur looks soft and tan. Big floppy ears. Furry little paws. And it's hopping over just a little away from you. Punchy, you see, looks to be a human crouching somewhat unsuccessfully from you about 30 feet down the road. He's got a sword, and he's definitely got his eyes on the two of you.
It's so beautiful. It's majestic.
It's so fuzzy. Oh my god, look at its little ears. Oh.
You don't see it.
Punchy attack.
All right, we'll come back to the two of you. Praxis. You've made your way into the human lands and quickly fallen in with a small group of marauders led by a woman named Kethra Astorio. K-E-T-H-R-A space A-S-T-O R-A-O. You've been with them for a few weeks now. the idea that maybe this isn't the pinnacle of human skullduggery in this country. They spent most of their time, like, raiding small farming caravans, stealing agricultural goods like crops and, or, you know, harvested crops and tools and implements. And you managed to find yourself with abundance of scythes, but little coin for your effort. You've spent the last week circling around kind of the edge of Krelson, picking off little farming wagons and stuff like that, and you're starting to get a little tired of it.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Purely amateur hour.
Mm-hmm. Githra is like, so Elf, but this is like, she hasn't said much to you. You kind of impressed her and she took you on, but this is really one of the first times in the last week that she's really sat down with you. Just so, Elf, what brings you to Krelson?
Well, you can call me a treasure hunter, and everybody has to start somewhere.
So where did you start? You've ended here, obviously, with the best group of marauders in all of Carthel.
I'd rather keep my history close to my best.
Oh, one of those dark, mysterious lots, yes.
Nod.
So what was their name? Who are you running from? You can tell me anything.
Okay, so where... What's the... I'm looking for settlements here. We're in the general same area?
Yeah.
The yellow? Okay. Let's just say I came across some less than friendly elves and decided to try my time in the human lands.
I think you'll find humans to be an easier prey than the elves. Less sneaky, more stumpy.
Makes sense. They don't live very long.
Says I have a lot of elf friends, I'll have you know.
That must be racist.
Big into elf culture.
Not sure how to take that, but...
It's a compliment, clearly.
So, why you gotta take it like that?
Why you gotta take it like that?
Why is bringing a brace into things?
So what is the long-term goal of this band? Are we just going to continue doing these petty robberies, or are we moving on to
petty?
Bigger
score? I mean, we're risking life and limb. She said, look at this. We've got 10 scythes this week. We could sell those in the city for a couple gold.
Yes.
She says, yeah, you can... You know, surely you can go out there and fight dragons, but those people die a lot. I say better middle class and alive than rich and dead. It's my philosophy. Besides, we're getting our notoriety in the city. Just the other day I found out there's a 20 gold piece bounty on Kethra Astorio.
20, you say?
Yeah. It was 15 a month ago.
Is there a network in this city? A guild of some sort? Anything that we could be working with?
She says you're speaking of the Assassin's Guild.
Sure. Or thieves, or... Basically, what is the organized crime of that particular settlement?
Oh, well, if it's organized crime you're after, there's all sorts of, you know, there's the merchants' guilds. Each of them, you know, have their own interests. So some of them run drugs, some of them run people.
How many farms do they attack?
None, otherwise I wouldn't be attacking these farms. You don't get on the wrong side of them. They'll kill you. They'll straight up kill you. They'll murder you. Do you want to be murdered? I don't want to be murdered.
That makes sense.
She says, no, and then, of course, there's the Assassin's Guild. She says, the Orchids. She says, many a talented bandit winds up there, and many of them end up dead. She says, so, here we are. Look, We got our scythes. Look, we get this bag of corn, which we can either eat or sell.
An embarrassment of riches.
We have an embarrassment of riches.
How long do you think it'll be before they send patrols or some sort of posse after us?
She says, as long as we stay off the tracks, I don't think we have to worry about it. The tracks, by the way, are the is like the heavily patrolled main road that connects the three big cities of the country.
Hmm.
She says, what are the farmers going to do? At this point, one of her minions comes huffing up. He says, Kethra! Darksus?
Close enough.
He says, just saw something really interesting. She's like, well, what is it? Spit it out. He says, there's a half-orc walking up the lane. She says, really? Half-orc? She says, if we turn one of them in, that's 100 gold pieces, my friend. It's the big time.
How many people are in this band of marauders?
There's her, you, and like 3 others.
Oh, okay. It's a small group.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A group that 3 first-level adventurers might be able to take out if they needed to.
Well, perhaps someone should go and scout ahead and get at least some idea of what we're dealing with here.
She says, come on, let's go. We can ambush them.
Hmm. Let's see if these people have money.
All right, so you find yourself crouching behind a small copse of trees as the advance scout goes up ahead. Walking up the lane, you see a half-orc, and go ahead and roll me a perception check.
13 plus whatever. Perception. Which one's perception?
It's under wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay, so plus 3. So 16.
You also notice that there's a small gnome walking beside the gnome.
Those can be very crafty.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
She says, well, my pointy-eared friend, I think we're going to eat well tonight.
We're going to eat the gnome?
No, we're going to sell the half-orc in slavery, and then with the money from that, we're going to buy real food, none of this corn bullshit.
Hmm.
He says, what? No? Squints? Oh, there is a gnome. That will kill it.
Have any of you ever actually fought a half-orc?
How hard can it be?
How hard indeed.
At this point, the half-orc starts charging towards everybody. So, we're going to go into it. Let's have everybody roll initiative. So you roll the d20, and initiative is actually, it's this number in the top center.
Okay.
So for you, it's nothing. You just roll the d20 and see where it lands. 16. Ooh.
16.
Wait, what?
Yep. 12 plus 4.
All right, so what's your dexterity?
19.
What's your dexterity?
15.
What's your dexterity?
Or do we add the 2?
No, bonus? just the number.
Just the base. Okay, yeah, 15.
0.
Or it's the one right above it.
Yeah, can't 11. Be zero.
Yeah. All right, so well, it'll go this order. You, then you. Because it just whenever there's a tie, it's just based off dexterity score. So let me give you just a little kind of layout of the land.
Before we actually start, attack sort of mode. Can I attempt to speak with small beasts and tell the rabbit how pretty it is?
Yes, absolutely. And, in fact, for doing that, I will give you an inspiration. So, inspiration, you'll notice there's a little box on the top right, top left, right under your proficiency bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So, inspiration, there's not a number of points. You either have it or you don't. If you have it, you can spend it at any time to reroll a die.
Okay.
And you earn inspiration through good role-playing, sometimes just funny jokes, or especially if you do something that's bad for your character, but because it's something your character would do. So, like, you know, pretty much playing up to your flaws.
Yeah.
And
like charging a crouching thief.
Yeah, I'm probably going to give you an inspiration point for that, too.
That's what she would do. Punchy smash!
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, to be fair, all she knows is that there was a human crouching
with
and
a sword.
Looking at her.
Like, with a sword, though.
In punchy
position.
But
she knows very little
about
what's
he got to hide?
If he runs, obviously he did something wrong.
He obviously was doing something wrong if he wasn't being forthright. I didn't charge the wizard.
That's true.
That's true.
Because he was right there.
And not hiding a weapon.
Looking
for attempting to hide a weapon.
What was he doing?
He wasn't doing anything with that. He was taking a nap. Oh, I did that completely the wrong way.
This, but mirror image.
Well, I went to have it. Okay, so there's this road, you guys, this little path you guys are walking down.
Uh-huh.
These are trees, so they're hard to see behind. So there's Punchy, the P, there's Shadow, the S, there's the guy crouching behind the grass, and then there's the rest of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of these squares counts for 5 feet, just FYI. Alright, so, let's see, let me just make a note about the initiative order. Praxis.
Bonnie.
Shadow.
Such a pretty Bonnie.
It's so weird that you all rolled 16 for your first punchy.
Well, mine was a 14 plus 2.
Well, right, his was a
12
plus and hers
2.
Was just a 16.
So they're all different ways of getting to 16.
I do have elk stats if you guys had attacked the elk. Elk.
Punchy wouldn't do that.
No, Punchy likes elk.
Mm-hmm.
Punchy likes
they
nature,
eat.
Just not humans.
True.
Which I'm fine with.
Alright. So, Punchy, since nobody was expecting you to attack so quickly, we're actually going to get you get to go in the surprise round. So, it means that you get one action before everybody else before we start the next round. So,
okay.
So you get to go first.
So,
well, shouldn't we start with the reaction she gets to the trying to talk to the animal?
We'll deal with that in just
okay.
a second. All right. So you don't have to roll anything yet.
Okay.
So I assume you're going to charge this guy.
I'm going to charge him, but then I'm also going to see the people behind him once I get to him.
Yep.
Is that possible?
Roll me a perception check. Just because the people behind the trees are trying to hide. Roll me a stealth check, Praxis.
Okay. Where's perception?
Under wisdom.
Under wisdom, which is
11.
So 3 plus 11.
Mm-hmm. So
14. So
14. All right. So you see, there's an elf standing back there, and a couple other guys with swords. You do not see the leader, though. Echo, what does your character do?
What's up?
I asked the cat what her character does. She meows. Okay, so all right,
what's our total count of people?
There's Punchy. Oh, so there's three bandits, the leader, and then you.
Gotcha.
So Punchy, you're right next to the person.
The guy that was hiding.
Yep.
Okay. I think I just, like, kind of knock him out with a fist as I'm running past.
Oh, okay. So roll me an attack. You're not gonna, you're not using your, what do you have? Is it an axe?
I have a crossbow, a hand axe, and a greatsword.
Okay, so you're not using your greatsword, you're just gonna punch him?
Yeah.
Alright.
Just kinda knock him down.
Okay.
Knock him over. Mm-hmm. Knock him out, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty strong.
Oh no!
I know, right?
I need you to roll me a dexterity check. A dexterity saving throw.
A dexterity saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
11.
And then
I think I've
zero.
Zero.
He actually succeeds at tripping you.
So you rush past.
So you rush past him and try to punch him.
And I trip.
You trip and fall over. It's because you're a one. If you roll a one, it's like usually something bad happens.
Yeah.
So you're on the ground. You move. 1, 2, 3. Since you can actually still have enough movement left over where you can still stand back up. But then you're kind of stuck there, so.
Well, I definitely stand back up.
All right. So, we'll just say, yeah, he throws it, but you kind of stumble over and you're just kind of standing there. Having
Fuck.
Overextended on that fist throw. Did you want to go into rage? Or are you going to hold off on that?
I think I'm going to hold off on it.
All right. All right, that puts up. All right, now it's time for the regular round to start. The leader, Kethra Astoria. Curses on a breath check. Fuck! Be solemn.
So much for an ambush.
She's like, She kind of pushes you forward in front of her. And then, like, walks, like, goes, like, oh, another 10 feet back. So,
she's pretty cowardly. I'm getting that impression, yeah.
Yeah. I also should have probably given them a little room to go back.
So, what is on the fan that is spinning around and around and around?
Like a...
Oh.
A string.
Okay. I just keep seeing something twirling in the air, and I'm like, what?
Well, we just pulled it out of the closet, so it could be, like, cobwebs.
And she is going to attack you, Punchy, with her crossbow.
Face of contentment.
Bandit captain. Does. Alright, so she rolls her attack against you, so she's trying to hit your armor class or better. And she got a 21 total. So is that higher than your armor class?
Yeah.
Alright, she hits you. And you are going to take 5 points of piercing damage. So you just kind of...
So, hit points?
Mm-hmm. And I'd write a 15, like, littler right next to there.
So, kind of like...
Like, right next to that, yeah. Like...
Here?
Yeah. That way you always know what your maximum is. And then, like, down here, yeah, now you're down to 10.
So erase this.
Mm-hmm. Or just put a line through it, however you want to do it. Yeah, you'll erase it eventually, so. Okay. She's like, die, foul beast! Get him, Braxis!
First, I look at her, like, really?
It is your turn.
Goes behind me.
And if she does, she actually just kind of, like, literally grabs you and, like, pushes you in front of her and then, like, walks back.
Do I like any of these human scum?
Not a one of them.
Okay. Well, then...
And Kethra is, in fact, pretty racist.
Yeah, not a big fan. I will step behind one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to the right or something.
Okay.
And, try to be in stealth and prepare my bow, or would I have time to fire a bow?
You have time to fire a bow. Okay, you can just whip it out and fire it.
Yeah.
Then I suppose I should do that.
All right, what do you fire?
I am
at?
A bandit.
All right.
At her. At Punchy.
All right, roll me an attack.
It's a short bow.
Mm-hmm.
4 plus dexterity is 4, so that'd be 8.
That
which
misses.
Is less than your...
An arrow flies past your head. Another one. The elf shot at you. You see him. You also see the leader now. Puts up shadow. The bunny says, "Well, thank you very much! I am a pretty bunny! You have any vegetables? Vegetables for Miss Bunny? This pretty bunny? It licks its paws.
Oh, God.
Or maybe a little carrot in that bag?
I'm assuming I've noticed the commotion by this
Yeah, 100%. Point. The bunny doesn't give a fuck.
Good. I'm going to tell the bunny that I will give it a vegetable as soon as I am done. And then I am going to... Let's see here. Do Shillelagh as a cantrip.
Okay.
And that turns my quarterstaff into something.
Into a magical weapon, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to do Shillelagh, which I assume is an action.
Let me
guess. But I don't know.
It might be a bonus action. Let me look.
Okay.
It is a bonus action, so you can do that and move and attack. So what happens is for the duration of, for 1 minute, your quarterstaff does a d8 point of damage instead of its normal.
Okay.
And when you attack with it, you use your wisdom instead of your strength.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Let me see what else I have, if anything, because I don't remember what any of my spells do.
So Punchy Shadow... Behind her, you hear her, like, mumble some incantation, and, like, a bunch of, like, spikes and thorns, like, shoot out of her wooden stick that she's been carrying around.
Which is probably this long.
Alrighty. So, I am going to... I also have a minor illusion cantrip.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Sorry, y'all.
That's okay.
I look stuff up.
It's a low key thing. It's your first time.
Just the tip.
We gotta take it real slow and gentle this first session.
Okay. What would be the best idea, but I think
you do have a magical hitty stick now.
I do have a magical hitty stick now, which I am excited to use. My hitty stick. Okay, first question. If I use a fog cloud, can I use dark vision within the fog, or does it not count as dark vision because fog technically isn't dark?
Let me just look at fog cloud real quick. No, it's heavily obscured for everybody.
Okay. So not a great plan currently, since I can't get through it. Okay. Alright, then I am going to rush up to the person who is standing over/near Punchy and attack them so that they cannot do an attack of opportunity on my friend here.
But that would be your rabbit.
No, it was an actual rabbit.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an illusion.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
The crouching person was...
Nope. Just an actual rabbit.
I gotcha.
Just a beautiful goddamn rabbit that I'm going to give vegetables after I'm finished.
As you like run away, it's like, don't forget you promised. All right, so you run up next to Punchy.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to go ahead and roll an attack if you'd like with your Shillelagh.
18 plus strength.
Plus your wisdom, actually,
plus
because
wisdom.
It's special.
Okay, 21.
That definitely hits. So roll damage. It's a D8. And what's your wisdom?
My wisdom is 17.
A D8 plus 3.
4. Did not roll that well.
Well, yeah, it's a 1. That's okay. That's still... still like, oh, what the fuck? There's a gnome? Alright.
But it then won't get an attack of opportunity on her, will it?
Well, if she leaves it.
I got you.
But we'll get into that later. Alright, puts up Punchy. Punchy, you are sitting next to this guy. You have a bolt sticking out of your shoulder.
I think Punchy is ready to rage.
Alright. Start frothing at the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, Punchy, yeah, Punchy starts frothing at the mouth. Breathing heavily.
Yeah.
Her muscles start rippling.
Yeah.
The guy just kind of looks up at you. Because he's maybe like 5'4", and he's just like, oh, fuck.
She says, that was a bad choice.
Awesome. All right. Go ahead and, you want to make, what do you want to do? Make an attack, or?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll an attack. Oh, my God.
Oh,
curse
wait,
die.
Hold a second. Oh. Mm-hmm. Sorry. My quarterstaff already has a 1d8 plus 1 for damage, so is the shillelagh make it an extra 1d8, or what's...
No, the big thing it does is it lets you use your wisdom instead of your strength.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Which makes it easier to hit and does
so she rolled a natural 1, but...
Again.
Can't you give her your inspiration
you can.
Point?
I can, and I
And then you can
will.
Re-roll.
All right. So go ahead and re-roll that. Okay. And make sure you shake it up real good.
Shake all those ones out.
Oh.
And re-roll it if it falls off the table.
Into the rivet.
Unless you really want to keep that roll.
7.
Alright, so it's a 7 plus. I mean, are you attacking with your sword now?
Yeah.
Alright, so plus 5.
Okay.
So 12. Mm-hmm. Its armor class is 12, which means you hit.
Yay!
Nice.
Alright, so roll damage.
This is going to hurt.
So roll damage.
Yep, and it's, so there, it's 2d6. Oh, I forget, there's plus... 3.
Oh, is she coming after you? I thought she was...
No.
Oh, I gotcha.
Alright, so you'll need to roll... We might want to grab another one of these from your bag.
Okay.
Just to make it easier on yourself. And... here's a PHP for a second.
Okay.
What do you need?
A PHP.
Oh.
And then I think your rage also gives you some bonus damage.
Mm-hmm. So I roll both of these?
Mm-hmm. And then an additional... Yeah. So roll both of those.
6 and a 3.
So 9 plus your 3 strength,
mm-hmm.
plus 2 because you're raging. So 9 plus 5. So 14 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
You hew him in 2. Just where there once was one person saying, oh, fuck, there's now 2 parts of a Pearson
yeah.
flying to the ground. You hear... Braxis, you hear Casper say, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, behind you. And Punchy, you can still move if you'd like. You see the elf, you see the leader, who's the one that shot you. And then you also see they're not hiding anymore, there's 2 other people back behind those trees.
I'm gonna go after the person that shot me.
Will they actually hit you?
Yeah,
okay. Later. Alright. So, let's see. Sorry, this isn't the best. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can make it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 25 feet away. Yeah, and I actually have like a nicer battle map type thing at home, but for today's sake, we're going to use this very simple piece of paper.
Hey, Jason, I have a cat on me. Could you maybe get me some water?
All right. Well, so,
oh.
All right. And so you've already attacked this round and moved and raged, so you are out of actions. But you are right next to the leader.
And it's their turn now.
And well, it's actually their minion's turn. But go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Perception mm-hmm. check. 11 plus.
And a sleep thing.
3.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Yeah. Half-orcs, you have a bit keener sense of smell than humans. You smell the smell of fresh urine.
Uh-huh.
It's a smell you're used to, smelling on your opponents. All right, puts up the mooks. All right. They are going to both try to attack you, Punchy. They figure, hey, safety in numbers, right?
One would think they don't know Punchy.
They say,
yeah.
They say, come on, we gotta avenge Brad!
Of course he was named Brad.
Fucking Brad.
The worst.
Come on, Chad! Come on, Thad!
Brad, Chad, and Thad.
Yep.
Well, now it's just that and Chad.
And it's sad. So now they're going to attack you.
Because Brad is now Bro and Ad.
Yeah. Inspiration for that. Chad misses. Let's see. Thad hit armor class 14. Does that hit you?
What's up?
Does armor class 14 hit you?
I'm 15.
So it misses. So they both run up. They pull out these scimitars. Or, no, sorry, scythes. These look like farming implements. They run up and try to attack you with, but they run up and they kind of like they come in, but they're a little hesitant actually for some reason that you who knows why, and they miss
maybe
them
because Punchy is huge and terrifying.
Yeah, that's exactly why. The leader is going to kind of circle around you a bit, Punchy. Maybe it looks like. She might be trying to angle for a good escape vector next round, so she just kind of moves around you a little bit. And she is going to pull out two scythes and attack you with both of them. So she gets two attacks. See, the first one, armor class 12, which I believe misses. And armor class 15, does that hit?
I'm 15.
So that does hit. So you'll take another 6 points of slashing damage.
Okay. What's where does that put you?
Four.
So Bunchy's not bloodied, which means once you get below half hit points, it's just the kind of a thing I give out to you. Like, so if something's bloodied, it's half or under, so you are visibly hurt at this point. Mm-hmm. But
does rage do anything to armor class?
Oh, you take half damage when you're raged.
Oh, so it'd be... Three.
So you get three more.
Seven.
So you get three more back. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Yes.
Thanks.
You you're so in the moment that like you don't even feel it as much as you should.
It's still it's still over half down, but
yeah. So you mean you've got some blood coming.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Yeah, and you're more just makes you angry, and the angrier you get. All right. Puts up Braxis.
Well, having evaluated the odds,
Yeah, you just watched that asshole Brad get split the bird and Ad.
And also, our glorious bandit leader mentioned that she's worth 20 gold dead. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna try to backstab her.
Awesome. All right, easy for you to do. So you're here, Braxis. All you have to do is move 1, 2, 3 there. Mm-hmm. And since Punchy is fighting her, you will automatically get your sneak attack on her. Also, she's not expecting you to attack her, so I'll actually give you advantage on this roll. So what that means is if you're doing something and you have like a better chance of succeeding at it for some reason, like let's say you're climbing a rope and the rope has knots in it, or you're trying to convince somebody that you can do magic and you've just made a bunny disappear. You get what's called advantage, which means that you get to roll the d20 twice and take the higher of the two results. Now, there's the converse of that is disadvantage, so if you're trying to climb a rope and it's raining, or you're trying to convince somebody magic and you've just failed to make a rabbit disappear, that means you roll d20 twice and you take the lower of the two results. So, but since she's not expecting you to attack her, I'd say you do have advantage on this roll.
Okay. Six.
So
plus...
roll it again.
Okay. 17 plus 4.
So 21. That does hit. Now, she actually is wearing studded leather armor, so her armor class is a little higher than her goons, but That's still easy enough to do.
Short sword's 1d6.
Mm-hmm.
3 plus 4. Mm-hmm. So that's... Do I get also...
you get your sneak attack back.
Backstab, so that's another 6, mm-hmm. or another mm-hmm. roll. 2.
So, what's it all together?
9.
9 points of damage, all right. She says, Braxis!
I don't know you.
I was gonna fuck you tonight! I always wanted to be with an elf, but now...
I thought she knew elves.
Okay. All right. Puts up Shadow.
Well, Burr Ad is no longer by me.
Nope.
He is. No longer a threat.
So, who is the closest minion to me?
Probably number 2 is right there in front of you, on this between you and Punchy.
Thad.
Thad, we'll call it Thad.
If I have a cantrip, I can cast it as.
Oh, that reminds me, Braxis. When you stab the leader, chat says, "Not cool, bro."
It's just an epic miss.
Are cantrips bonus actions, or do they, are no, they actions?
No, they're usually actions. Shillelagh isn't.
That's okay, it. I gotcha. So Shillelagh is the only one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just changing the numbers here to a C and a T.
All right, then I am going to attack the person in front of me, the minion in front of
Thad,
me.
Thad, okay.
Fuck you, Thad. I don't know his name, but...
He looks like a fan.
Whoa, I didn't... I think that was a 7, but I can re-roll a few. Okay, that was a 3. Wait, I just did a 7. What is... Do I add to the thing?
So you add your...
Wisdom?
Your wisdom modifier, plus your proficiency bonus, so...
Okay, so... 12? Does that seem...
Okay, what'd you roll total? What'd you roll on your die?
A 7 or a 3. I don't.
Okay, so
three?
A 7.
7? Okay.
So
plus a 3 for the wisdom?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Plus a 2 for the proficiency?
Yep.
Okay, so 12.
Yep. Yes. Alright, let me see your sheet real quick.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put this on here for you. I don't know how to spell Shillelagh. I just realized.
It's a lot of vowels in it.
So I just put shill. So there you go. So when your quarterstaff's got the bonus, you can use the third one down. So
okay, I got you.
All right, all right, Punchy, you're up.
I take it in 12 misses.
Yeah. Oh no, 12 hits. I'm sorry. Yes. These guys aren't wearing any armor.
Amateurs.
Just wearing basically tunics and their good looks. And ascots.
Pop collars.
The bandit bros. They're brothers. And bros.
Oh.
It works.
So 1d8 plus 1?
Plus 3.
5 plus 3, 8 points of damage.
Alright.
Fuck you, Thad.
You knocked the wind out of Thad. He is bloodied. He's got like a river of blood pouring from his...
Sure.
Probably more of his midsection wound, based on where you're attacking from.
Fair.
It definitely, your thorns and stuff that come out of the shillelagh definitely caught him good.
I gotcha.
He's like, ow, what the fuck, bro? I'm gonna murder you. Puts up Punchy.
And that was Thad, right?
It was Thad.
Well, although I'm just coming out of rage mode, I'm still...
You're still enraged.
Oh, I'm still enraged?
Yeah, that lasts a little...
I thought it was a minute.
A minute. So,
a minute is like 10 rounds.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
cool. So I'm still rage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard Thad threaten my friend.
Yes.
The one person...
Your punching friend.
Who's like helping me.
Yep.
So I'm going to turn on him.
All right. He at this point, he is more focused on him, on Cheto, so go ahead, roll me an attack.
I think I want to use the hand axe on him.
Nice.
So that's 1d6.
We have to roll the attack first, just to see if we hit.
15.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1d6.
Right? Yep. But that's the d6, plus your strength.
Plus, so it's...
Let me see that for a second. I kind of wrote that on there weirdly. It's not helpful. Well, good timing for it.
It's the rage noise. Yeah!
Yeah, just every now and then we get a really big airplane fly over. And not most of the day.
Those international flights. There you go. Hopefully that's a little easier to...
Okay, so it's 5 plus 1, is that...?
Yeah, because it's plus 3, plus the 1, and then plus your rage, so 6 points.
Okay.
He's dead.
Good.
So you've just slewn this guy, you've rocked over to the leader, and you're about to attack the leader with your sword... When you hear that, and with your other hand, you just grab your hand axe and just thump right in the top of the guy's head.
Yep.
He just falls to the ground.
Bruh.
Puts up Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Oh, that was Chad, I'm sorry. Puts up Thad.
Whoever threatened my friend, they're dead.
They are dead now. I will say that was that. What's up, Chad? Chad! Chad has just seen his whole life killed in front of him.
Because they were actually triplets.
He's like, nobody hurts Thad and Brad! Nobody! And he's going to swing with his scythe right at you, Punchy. Rolling a 2 and completely missing. He swings in and you just catch it with your arm, and it's just stops it like.
Yep.
It's just like.
Just a paper cut, really.
Puts up a new round. Puts up the bandit leader, Kethra.
She's having a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
She says, Braxis, you will rue the day.
Perhaps.
She says, well, you'll rue the next 60 seconds or so until you kill you.
My armor class is 16.
All right, she got a 17 and a 21. So you get hit twice. For a total of 12 points.
I am 3 under.
So she comes in with the scythe quicker than you'd actually expect. You, the lights go out. Oh, I meant to give everybody a healing potion at the start of this. Did I not do that?
Nope.
So everybody under your items at the bottom, right, healing potion?
Under the equipment and character notes?
Yeah, just kind of like down in that little area. And then 2d4 plus 2.
Plus 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm going to lie on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my round.
Puts up Braxis. Time for you to make a death saving throw.
Oh, yeah. Is that a 20?
Mm-hmm. Just want me to do 20? You want to roll a 10 or higher?
20.
Oh my god! You revive consciousness! That's amazing.
Elf luck.
I think you just spent a hit die, so roll a d8. You have 6 hit points. That's amazing. That never happens. Alright, So you spend your turn regaining consciousness. Shadow.
Have I noticed that he is helping us?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're helping us, I will do a bonus action, it looks like, to cast Healing Word for him.
Okay.
So it's a 1d4 plus spell casting ability. What's
your wisdom modifier?
Okay. Wisdom.
Now, I can only go up to 9, so I'm at 6. So you may want to wait just to...
Let her do a thing.
Yeah.
Let me do a thing! 1 plus 3 is 4.
So you're back up to full?
And that's a bonus action. Mm. What range am I with Kethra?
She is 10 feet away. You're there, she's the L.
Okay, so I could run up to hit her if I so desired.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. I'm gonna do that then. I'm not much of a fighter, but I'm at least distracting her from hitting other people.
Mm-hmm.
No. 14 plus what's it is?
Plus your wisdom plus your proficiency.
Okay, so it's 5 is 19.
Yeah, I wrote it next to Shill there. That hits.
And then 8 plus 3 is 6 points of damage.
All right. She takes 6. All right, she's still looking pretty good, actually. She's got a lot of fight in her. What's up, Punchy?
Punchy smash. I'm still in rage mode.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to pick up my sword again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go after Kethra.
Okay. Roll main attack.
Okay, so it is this guy.
Mm-hmm.
17.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sword is the 2.
Well, so you add to your first guy to see if you hit. So 17 plus 5.
Yeah.
And normally, like, since this is sort of the beginning, I'm just making sure, like, we're getting to go through it step by step. So, but yeah, 22 hits, so, now you definitely roll your damage.
Okay. 6.
Plus.
Is it 3?
Mm-hmm.
So 9.
And then 2 more, because you're raging.
9, 11?
Yep. Alright, that is a big hit. Slashes in, she kind of ducks out of the way, but it definitely gets a good cut in on her. This was supposed to be a payday!
Is there such a thing as, like, a morale where after a group is eviscerated, they might just bolt?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more to my discretion.
Okay.
Let's see.
We did murder this guy's 2 brothers, so he's unlikely to run.
Yeah.
Chad is going to continue to press his attack. Tears running down his face as he, I'm gonna kill you, orc!
I'm half orc.
And he misses again. He's rolling low. He just keeps struggling. You just keep, like, just pushing him back.
Just holding his head?
A little bit. He switches a little.
Has he been injured at all?
No. Okay. He's not. Now puts up Kethra. Roll me a deception check, Braxis, to see if you can feign being dead.
14.
She does not notice that you have regained consciousness, so she's going to attack the orc.
Half orc,
sorry. Okay, less okay when I say it. Let's see. One hit and one miss. For a total of 6 points of damage, so you'll take 3 more.
3 more points.
Mm-hmm.
How hurt is she now?
She's pretty hurt. She's got 4 points left. So she's less than a third.
You just took down 4 points, so I'm at 3, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright.
Do I die when I'm done?
You'll run the risk of dying, yes. But you also, as a half-orc, when you hit 0, you actually... The first time you hit 0 every day, you actually get, like, the rage back up at it.
So it's almost like going empty and then being full again.
Yeah. I forget if it's, like, you get 1 more action or if you get, like, 1 healing thing. I don't know. We'll look it up if it comes up.
There may be something with the barbarian class, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at that level. Alright. But the half-orc definitely has something, which we'll get to if we get there. Braxis.
Staff.
Alright. Since you successfully deceived her, she doesn't... And you, since... I mean, I'll give you advantage in the attack since she doesn't realize you're awake.
14
and
plus
then roll
four.
It again.
This one?
Yeah, just in case you get the 20.
19.
Oh, so close. But that definitely hits.
2 plus 4 is 6.
Mm-hmm. And you get your sneak attack on this?
+6.
12. Alright, she's bloodied now. She's like, I thought I killed you!
She did not enjoy that.
Alright, puts up shadow.
Okay. I am going to attack Kethra again with my shillelagh, but I'm also going to, while I'm doing this, yell, Punchy, take your healing potion! Because I think she probably forgot she has one. Because Punchy,
because I
know,
forget things.
Exactly. So...
Okay.
Okay, 17 plus 3, 20 to hit.
That definitely hits.
22 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a d8. 7 plus 3 is 10.
Nice.
Alright, she's looking like she might fall over at any moment. At this point, you guys have dealt her 48 points of damage. Oof. Puts up Punchy.
I think I'll take my healing potion, like my friend said.
That counts as a bonus action, so go ahead and erase it from your sheet.
Okay. The healing potion?
Mm-hmm.
2d plus...
A 2d4, so this one twice.
So, should I grab another one?
Sure. So you look at the top number for those. So
3 and 1.
So 4 plus 2 is 6. So you get 6 points back.
Okay.
And you
so I'm at 9.
Mm-hmm. And you still have a move and an attack. Or stand.
So I can move 30 feet at a time, and I'm right next to Kether.
Yeah, you probably don't want to move where you're...
Yeah, I'm just going to attack her.
Okay.
I'll attack with the sword.
Nice. Yeah, that's going to hit.
And then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oops. 10.
Mm-hmm. Plus your strength. Then plus your rage, so another +5 to that. She is actually still up. Believe it or not.
Just flaps of skin open.
Like, she's got a huge cut in the middle of her... She's like, Kether won't be beaten so easily! Puts...
Didn't think it was easy.
Puts up Chad.
Like a cockroach.
She must be so disappointed in Chad.
Chad keeps attacking, to his credit.
He keeps failing to attack, but he keeps trying.
Actually, he's going to hit Punchy. He got a +3. So yeah, he got a 17 to hit, which I think does hit you.
Yeah, I'm 15.
For 6 points. So you take 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but didn't I take a healing potion?
You just got bumped up to 9. So you take 3
points.
Oh,
that's right. So I'm back down to 6.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah! And he realizes you're still, like, standing there, and he's like, ugh.
And I'm like, what?
He says, I hit you. You fall down now. Kethra's turn. She's going to run for the hills. Now, because she's got... Were you on Kether? You walked up to Kether too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so... because... Okay, so... Normally, if you walk away from somebody, and they have like a weapon and they're attacking you, you'll get a free attack on them because you're. But she's there's I think something called disengage where, if she doesn't attack on her turn, so if she chooses not to attack you guys, she can move away from you without having to worry about that. So she's going to disengage, and move 30 feet away. So she is now, the three of you are standing here, and she has moved there. She kind of looks at you, Punchy, looks at you, Braxis, squints her eyes, looks at you and kind of shrugs, and then just turns around and, like, starts booking it. Braxis, your turn.
Well, let's see. I can also move 30 feet, so mm-hmm. I could still get her, or I could shoot my bow. They do the same damage? Yeah, they do the same damage. But she might get away if I don't chase. I'll chase.
All right.
Not so fast.
She sees you're running on behind her. She's like, oh, good, you're coming with me. I forgive you. Let's go.
Then I'll stab her in the back again.
Okay. she is expecting it this time, so yeah. No advantage.
Two. Yeah.
That misses.
Yeah, that.
All right, Shadow. You've got... She's running over. She's running away. Chad's still over here.
What's your movement?
Minus 25. I can catch up to her. However...
So you were there. You got Chad there. Punchy there. Kethra there. And Braxis there.
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion and in the direction that Kethra is running, cast an illusion of Punchy even bigger than life.
I love it.
In front of her, looking terrifyingly intimidating.
All right. What is your...
That's a cantrip.
Yeah, have we figured out your spell save DC yet? It goes in the top
I
of your...
I have no idea.
Okay, so it goes on top of your... on top of your spell sheet. There's a... Which is here, right? There is a spot for spell save DC.
Okay.
You only have to calculate it, like, once every couple levels. So it's 8 plus your wisdom modifier plus your proficiency bonus.
Okay, so 8 plus 5. So it is 13.
13. So whenever, like, whenever you cast a spell that somebody has to roll against you, that's the number they're trying to hit.
Okay.
So she'll make a wisdom save to see if she can see through the illusion. She's looking for a 13 or better. She rolled a 3. So, she, on her turn, she's going to stop dead in her tracks. Puts up Punchy.
And so she's quite a ways ahead of me. Can I catch up to her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's just 30 feet.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to attack her then, because nobody runs from Punchy.
Yeah. Now, if you move away from Chad, Chad will get a free attack on you, just so you know. But
as my move, can I move closer to Chad with that, too?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far away I am.
10 feet.
How accurate am I with a crossbow?
You're okay. Like, you're less accurate than you're, like, hitting people.
Yeah. But if I do the crossbow,
you don't
I can stay where I am. And let's try the crossbow.
Awesome. I love it.
So it'll be...
Don't roll a 1.
You know, right?
Please roll a 1.
17.
Nice. And then what's your crossbow to hit?
Plus 2.
Yep.
19.
So 19, that does hit, actually.
Yep. And then the 1d10, right?
Which is...
this guy?
That's the 12. It's the one that looks like this.
This guy?
Yep.
8. Plus...
No plus there.
Is that a 0?
Yeah, that's a piercing damage. It's a P. You can fix it if it doesn't look like a P to you. So, one of our fun little traditions is if you... Well, I guess Chad's not dead yet, but... yeah, so you first she's running away, she sees you on the distance and just, like, stops. And even in your rage, you're just able to, like, line up your shot, pull the trigger, right in the back of her head, She just falls over, stone dead. That puts up Chad. Chad is going to drop his weapons and put his hands in the air. Puts up Braxis.
What are your alignments?
I am chaotic good, I believe.
And you are also chaotic good.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know that, though.
Right, right, right.
You can't metagame and react, like, react how you would react, yep. Which would probably be murdering him, to be fair.
Yeah, well, she fell over dead, mm-hmm. So I guess I will turn and... Well, how many feet away from...
30.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'll just run back and stab him.
Hold on. 35 from you.
Oh, okay. Then short bow.
Short bow.
Oh, wait. Actually, Ray of Frost. Mm-hmm. It's a 60-foot range.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to do a... What's it called? A ranged spell attack, which mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
So... Let me see the book real quick. Probably just going to be plus your dexterity, but I just need to check.
Are the wheat thumbs over here?
Yeah. Or the
we've got these.
Whatever they are. Yeah.
Triscuits.
I want some more tapenade. Tapenade.
Yeah, I think it turned out pretty good myself.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah! Trying to move without disturbing this cat. A little difficult. I don't know why I care. She doesn't care about disturbing me.
I know.
Oh,
exactly.
What's your intelligence?
Not great. I think it's 9.
So you get a minus 1 on this attack.
But otherwise, it's a normal attack.
Yep.
Okay. 14.
It's
nice. And I believe that's 1d8.
Mm-hmm.
6.
For narrative's sake, we're going to say Chad freezes solid into a solid thing of ice and falls over, shattering on the ground. Punchy, you can come out of rage now if you want. Or you can stay enraged. It's up to you.
Well, all the things are gone, right?
Except for him.
Yeah, but he's little and I'm not scared.
Okay. I'm also very pretty.
It's true. Punchy has a thing for pretty half folk.
Pretty half folk. All right. So now we're out of combat, so it's more of that narrative... More of that narrative thing I was talking about earlier. So how do you guys react to each other? Yeah.
I would initially like to start by cutting off the bandit leader's head to keep, to trade in when we get to town.
Okay.
Because there's a bounty on her.
So Braxis itself... That was with these bandits, just starts with wordlessly bends over and starts chopping the head off of the bandit. The bolt, by the way, is still sticking out the back of it.
We'll make it easier
a nice
to carry.
Little handle.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd even be paying attention to him. I'd run over to Punchy and start attempting to bandage wounds or whatnot, because you're still kind of hurt from what I understand.
Now that you're out of the rage, like, you start to feel a little bit more.
Yeah. I feel the hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do notice that he's cutting off the head of the person I killed, and I'm like, hey, that's mine!
You can have it. But it is worth money, and money is good.
Money is good.
Can you guys stop talking about money while you're bleeding all over the place? Let's fix this problem first.
I'm at full hit points, so I'm not injured.
Your words, your magic had already bound his wounds.
Yeah.
Just a flesh wound.
I explain,
I'm regretting I ever healed you.
I'll tell them that these are our peasant bandits who've been attacking farms here and there, and... I was held prisoner by her, Kethra.
Roll me a deception. Because
she did see you shoot the bow towards her, right?
But it missed. It went wide, so I had to...
I'm going
to
say roll deception at disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Well, actually, no.
Because she saw.
Well, also, what I'll say is, so you guys will roll your...
Perception or insight?
Insight. Well, insight, and you can have advantage in the roll because you did see him shooting. Okay.
My deception is plus 4. Right.
23.
Is it the
17? Mm-hmm. And then roll it again. Because you have advantage in the roll. So the 17
I got
is higher,
six,
so you get the 17.
So.
And what's your insight bonus?
Zero.
So, sounds convincing.
Okay.
They were racist scum, and they're better off dead.
I hate racists.
So, after I have seen to Punchy's wounds...
At that point, a rabbit comes hopping
over. I'm looking over around for the tastiest bits of vegetable matter that I can find.
Punchy, a rabbit has hopped up at your feet.
Little do we know, Punchy has a mild phobia of rabbits.
It looks up at you with big, terrifying black eyes.
And then she goes, ah, ah, ah!
Are the bags of corn from the...
Yeah, they're just...
As I say, we got a loot.
I'm going to find the bag of corn and give it to, or start spreading some out for the bunny.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the orc is screaming, and the bunny's like, what's this creature's problem?
Why are you feeding it?
It's just a cute little bunny. I promised him I'd feed him. Look at his little ears.
He hops menacingly, like a hop closer to you, and then like kind of hops back over behind her.
I say, that is one attractive bunny.
It is a beautiful bunny.
Punchy has her head between her legs at this point. It's just breathing deeply.
Count to 10.
Punchy, are you okay?
I don't like rabbits.
I never knew that.
There's a lot about me you don't know.
True. Are there other adorable fluffy animals that you can't abide?
Can't abide.
I'll tell you later.
Okay, I'm gonna shoo the rabbit away because it's causing Punchy distress.
Thank you.
But I tell it again how beautiful it is and tell it where there's a nice patch of wild clover that we passed by.
Thank you for that information. Yeah, boy, do I know it. I'm going to go make like 60 babies. I'll be back.
I proceed to loot the corpses.
So while Punchy's having a mild panic attack and you're dealing with the rabbit, Braxis has been competently walking around and looting everything. You find that Kether has 4 gold pieces on her corpse. You also get... 4 copper pieces and 2 large bags of grain.
Some scythes.
And a half a dozen scythes. Also, there's some studded leather armor that has a big slash in it through it. It's probably not worth anything.
Well,
no, it can be turned into leather scraps.
Don't druids have like a mend armory kind of thing? Or is that more of a wizard thing?
I can take the thing mend, but it's not on my list for today, and
okay.
I've already cast my 2 spells for the day.
Then we'll leave the headless body with its clothing on. Should we, I am not religious, so if you wish to do something ceremonial for these human scum, feel free.
I'm going to basically make it as easy as possible for scavengers to eat the corpses. So I'm gonna take their clothes off and basically
out.
Like make a little buffet, essentially.
Sky burial, really.
Yeah, it's a sky burial.
I wonder if we should keep the brothers' heads too.
Why do you want a head collection?
Because they might be worth something.
Yeah.
Who do you know who pays people for skulls?
Well, Kethra had a price on her head, literally. So we can trade her in with the constable to get paid. Apparently,
and they call
she's
this
worth 20 gold.
Civilization?
Bounty hunting. There's a lot of money in it.
This is why we should avoid all humans and their stupid cities.
But we will get some money, at least for our trouble.
I'm only doing this because you like money.
I appreciate that.
I suppose the other ones probably aren't worth anything.
You get the idea that they're
not worth the goo.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Unless we just want to keep the skulls. Okay, never mind. Let's. I suggest that we are. Okay, I say that I am going to head to the city.
Krailson
to turn this head in.
I think it's Punchy's head.
Exactly. You've certainly earned a portion of the money, so feel free to come along.
A portion?
I did stab her several times.
Yeah, but did that kill her?
I'm not going to argue with you. If you wish to share, you can.
I think that little head wound that she has is probably what did her in. So
it's a lucky shot.
I'm gonna take the credit for that one, and I might throw you a gold piece, maybe,
I'll
carry
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a half-orc walking into a city with a dripping human head is maybe not a good plan.
Exactly. So you can be my patsy.
I'm sure we have a sack or something that we can put it in.
Yeah, you can empty out one of these grain sacks. I mean, granted, that's half your spoils, but...
Well, she gave away our corn. The corn.
I did empty one of the grain sacks, at least partially.
So we'll put her in the corn sack.
Yeah.
All right, so on your sheet, put corn sack with head...
Corn sack with corpse.
It's a nice sturdy burlap.
It's probably gonna leak a little bit, but whatever. You can make a good blood mash, I guess.
I'm good at hiding things. They won't even notice.
Okay.
But I guess we just came up with a reason to keep you around. Do the disgusting things that the half-orc would otherwise be run out of town for.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. So what do you guys do? You've kind of cleaned up the scene, collected the loot, just sky-burialed the bodies, sacked the head.
Well, I'm going to follow Punchy, and she's apparently going to the city to cash in this reward.
Yep.
All right.
Did you guys have any other reason for going to the city?
No, usually we avoid the city, hence the orcness.
We did have a weird wizard supposedly show up earlier and ask us if we wanted to go to the tavern and he might have jobs for us, but...
I mean, if we're already there, we might as well stop by.
Yeah.
And that's also where you think those humans might have taken your babies. So.
This is true.
I don't know if you've shared that with anybody, but... It's reminding you of that.
I do like ale.
And money.
Certainly money.
That's exactly what Punchy said!
We're besties.
Two of a kind.
The half-orc and the elf have more in common than they realized. Alright, so, you guys start heading back towards town. It's getting late as you get to the kind of the edge of the city. A threatening-looking rain cloud is kind of hanging over large parts of the city. Get the idea it's probably going to start raining soon. You elicit a few strange looks from some of the farmers coming in and out of the town, but they take a look at Punchy and they don't say anything or approach you or anything to that nature. So as you get into Krailson, you're kind of up on a... as you come in, there's sort of a... You realize you're at the top of the hill that kind of goes down towards a huge river off in the distance. The Great River, as it's known. And Krailson is probably the largest city any of you have ever seen. Just teams of people, buildings everywhere. You can see huge ships down on the river taking goods in and out of the city. General smell of humanity fills your nostrils. You know,
this is disgusting.
Urine.
I don't think any of us are a big fan of
urine and crap smell. And dirt and sweat.
But there's probably dogs and cats everywhere.
Dogs
too.
And cats, yeah.
Yay, kitties.
As you get into the outskirts, you see a surprising variety of people. There's not only humans, you also see other elves, half-elves, dwarves. You see the occasional tiefling, which none of you have probably seen before, like brightly colored creatures with horns and tails. You also see dragonborn, which are a fair amount of dragonborn, which are kind of tall lizard people.
Like these.
That, here, I can show you a picture from the book. Look like this. We got, kind of dragon faces and anthropomorphized bodies. And you even see a, as you're walking in, an Arakoa, which is a tall bird person. It's talking to somebody, and then after it concludes, it spreads its wings and flies up into the sky.
Are its arms wings, or does it have wings and arms?
It has wings and arms.
Cool.
So what would you like to do first in the city of Carlson? You've got a festering...
So, weird stranger with a head in a sack. Do you even know how to change that for gold? This is a barbaric custom.
I assume as someone who's dealt with bandits...
You go to the constabulary.
Yeah. I can go take care of this and then meet you later. If you trust me to bring the money. If you just want to go to the inn or wherever... that you were already headed.
I feel like we should go with him.
I think we should too.
Very well. So we go there.
We'll wait outside, but we'll go.
Okay. So you head to the nearest constabulary. Do you want to ask for directions, or you just kind of stumble around until you find one?
I guess, yeah, if I see an elf, I'll stop an elf and ask in elven, since I don't really want to communicate with humans too much, and see if they know.
All right. He points you to one that he says is friendly to your lot.
Sounds good. Okay, yeah, we head there.
Yep. So you're walking through, it's kind of an impoverished area. What they would call colloquially the slums.
I'm also keeping an eye out for symbols and signs, like the thief can't stuff.
You do actually see a few of those things, like marking this as like this is such and such territory, and this is such and such territory. Don't pickpocket here, or you'll lose your hand.
If I see anything that's like, don't be in this area at all, we will attack you, then I'll warn them, but otherwise I'm going to keep it to myself.
You don't see anything like that, but you are quickly able to find a constabulary, kind of in the middle of these lower income houses. The building itself is somewhat squat and very utilitarian. Looks to be just almost like a square with one barred window in the front of it, and then an open door is inside.
All right. Who has the highest charisma? Mine's at 15.
Are you asking
that's
this?
That's a little metagame-y.
Okay. How well do you talk to humans?
I don't like humans. They are arrogant.
But are you good at getting your way with humans? You may be too honest to deal with humans. Okay. then let me do the talking.
I'm never going to talk to... what makes you think, in the short span that you've known me, that I would be okay with trying to convince a human to give me money for another human's head?
That is a very good point. I'll lead the way on this then.
It was your idea, so that seems like a good plan.
Alright. Are all three of you going in, or?
No, we're gonna wait outside because, you know, they don't like the half-orcs so much, and so we want as little trouble as possible. We've already had our fun for the day.
We should probably get you a good cloak and hood thing.
Yeah.
No, just so you know, you won't generally be attacked in the street for being a half-orc. I mean, there are there are definitely people out there that will maybe see you out on your own, try to take you, but in the city, it's generally frowned upon.
Kethra did say she could get 200 gold for a dead orc.
Yeah.
So we'll just stay away from the...
For selling it into slavery.
Oh, for slavery, that's right.
Which makes sense, because orcs are probably pretty fucking strong.
Yeah. But you also get the idea that's not something they do at the constant wear.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably not legal.
Right. Alright, so, you head in, and there is a stout, grumpy-looking dwarf sitting behind the counter. He looks up at you and says, "Yeah, what do you want?"
"Good day. I heard that you had bounty on Kethra Astoria. Is that true?"
"Hold on, let me look." He looks you over. He says, "Is that her head in your sack there?"
"Depends on whether or not there's a bounty."
"It's dripping on my floor, so I hope for your sake there is one." He pulls out a big book, opens them up, starts flipping through it. "Hey, could you, your head that's in the bag or not, could you just show it to me so I know what I'm looking for here?"
"I do."
"Ugh. All right." So he flips through. There's posters with little drawings of faces, and flips through. "Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah. Sorry, it's under the miners." Says, "Didn't warrant its own picture yet. Let's see here. Yep, looks like some farmers scraped together 20 gold pieces for this one."
"That sounds like what I heard previously."
Says, "Alright, can I, have that?"
"It is yours to do with as you wish."
He, takes it, pulls out a waste can and just drops it in. Rips the, it's the miner, so he takes a pen, scratches out the name, and then, kind of opens a safe under the counter and pulls out 20 gold pieces and sets them on the counter. He says, "So, you a bounty hunter then, or what's the deal?"
"Actually, yes. I am a bounty hunter and a treasure hunter. So if there's anything else in the city right now that I should be aware of, let me know. I've just arrived."
He says, "Well, feel free to check the bounty board." He says, a lot of them are worth a lot more than 20 gold pieces. A lot more dangerous, though, so.
"Yeah, I don't want to dive into the deep end just yet."
He says, "Good, start yourself in the kiddie pool, then work your way up to the deep end." "Well, unless there's anything else..."
I ask him for, basically, directions to certain things, like, is there an alienage, you know, where are the prime inns or taverns, basic right. go-tos.
He gives you a variety of options.
"Cool. Then that's all I need."
Meanwhile, on the street, so you guys are standing there, passerbys are coming and going. This child comes up with a basket full of cut flowers. He's like, excuse me, big person, would you like to buy a rose?"
"Why?"
"Excuse me, little person, would you like to buy a rose? Only one copper piece." Freshly
cut. What does this kid look like? Does it look well fed?
Not really.
Does it look like it is miserable or?
No, just doing what it needs. He's doing what he needs to do to get by.
Okay. how about I give you a copper and you plant a flower for me somewhere else?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Roll me an insight check.
Ten.
Yeah, you get the idea that he'll plant that flower for you.
Okay. I'm gonna give this child a copper piece.
Okay. So don't worry, I'll plant that flower. It moves along down to pester somebody else.
Okay.
About that point, Braxis comes back out of the constabulary with a donut.
Okay. I hand her all 20 gold pieces. This is what we got for the head.
You counted?
Nice. So...
remember, you said I could have one.
I did say you could have one. So, thanks for doing that. Here's your gold piece.
Alright, you get a gold piece.
I'm up to 5.
And then Shadow Moss... I know you don't like gold, but do you need something to buy anything, or are you good?
I can't think of anything I need right now, but...
you just let me know.
I didn't show them the money I got off the corpses.
Mm-hmm.
We assumed as much.
I thought about saying that he paid me a whole 15 gold. But
everyone knew, you already mentioned it was 20 before, so definitely would have been some tough rolling for that one. At this point, the skies open up and it starts pouring rain.
Should probably find somewhere to stay.
Do you want to just go find that broken staff place that the wizard was talking about? I'm assuming you still want to meet him tomorrow.
Probably. Is that a tavern?
Yeah, yep. Maybe get something to eat. Gotten paid. Have a drink and stumble to our lodging for the night.
Okay.
As we're heading there, keeping an eye out for like street stands, things being sold, market type things.
Oh yeah.
So that I can maybe sell the 2 bags of grain and 6 scythes.
1 bag of grain.
And I'm also keeping an eye out for a cloak so that people don't notice that I'm orc. They just think I'm a giant person.
Yeah. All right, so as you walk down Krailson, you got I'm assuming one of the places you got instructions to is the Broken Staff. Because I think they did mention that earlier to you.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
So as you walk down the hill towards the river, you eventually pass by a giant open-air market. All sorts of people selling things. Fish, get your fish here. Yep, fresh fish from the river. Fresh fish from the ocean. Fish. Scythes, buy your scythes right here. Cloaks for all large people. Got cloaks for large people and small people. People of all sizes.
I'll see if I can pawn off our 6 scythes on the vendor.
The vendor... A hardy woman looks at them and says, she says, "These scythes, they look familiar." She says, "We had a shipment of scythes go missing a little while back."
These were found outside of the city. Some sort of bandit group might have stashed them.
Roll me a deception check.
I'm going to be doing this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
14 plus 4. So 18.
She looks you over, looks at the scythes. And I've been saying scythes this whole time. I've been meaning to say sickle, sorry.
I assumed, yeah.
Weed threshers.
And
she shrugs. She says, "I'll give you 3 gold pieces for the lot of them."
Does she have anything else for sale?
More sickles. Scythes, actual scythes this time. Other farm implements, grain.
Nothing really of value to us.
Several bags of manure.
I'll just take the 3. I'm not going to try to
All right.
barter.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Punchy? Do you stop by the cloak vendor?
Yep, I'm going to grab a cloak. I found one that's kind of bluish gray.
Yeah.
That I like. Mm-hmm. And,
good color on you, yes, yes.
Ask how much it is.
Let me assess the. This is a old halfling man who's hilariously trying to size you for these as you.
Hey, watch the hands.
Oh, apologies, apologies. No offense, no offense intended. Let's see here.
The cat is too comfortable.
I'm going to be staring suspiciously at every human woman carrying a child.
There are several. I'll tell you what, my big friend, I'll cut you a deal. One gold piece. Look, it's a fine cloak. It even has pockets on the inside. You always want a cloak with pockets.
Okay.
Sounds high.
Does it? I don't know how
much. It's actually half price.
I'm just comparing it to how much gold I have.
Okay, so you get yourself a nice cloak. It fits, has a hood that goes up that covers your kind of orky features. Now, don't be wrong, you still look like a big hulking.
Right, but at least I can hide a little bit more.
Yeah.
I can put the hood a little bit
mm-hmm.
further over my face, so it's just kind of shadowy.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It definitely is one. It definitely has that good shadow effect where if you put it up just enough, it just kind of.
And it's not inconceivable that a human can be that big.
Grim Reapers it.
Grim Reapers it. Yeah, 100%. It's also it's got soft on the inside. It's got kind of a waterproof, oily.
And the pockets.
And the pockets.
Very handy.
Mm-hmm. Very important to have good pockets.
What are you doing?
My character sheet fell down, so I'm trying to get it.
Hmm. It's too far.
Shadow, there are several women that walk by with several babies.
While they're shopping, I'm going to attempt to sneak closer looks at these babies.
Roll me a stealth check to do it without drawing too much attention to yourself.
What stuff or what?
Your dexterity.
I mean, you should just do what you do in real life. Just wave at it and talk about
babies.
Talk about
you have such a pretty baby, and then identify it.
Well, then I'd probably be rolling deception because I'm still very angry about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You're not very deceptive.
I think I rolled 6. So 8. Not very good. I'm being stealthy.
You're looking at this baby in a carriage. The woman looks up at you and she says, kind of pulls the carriage back. She says, "What are you doing there, little creature?"
"Your baby's adorable. I just wanted to see how cute it was. Look at it. Tiny little toes. Hi, baby." And I'm going to wait. I don't have any spells left.
You've cantrips.
No, it's a cantrip. So I'm going to minor illusion, like that adorable waving, like teddy bear type thing in front of the baby to amuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Displays of magic might freak these people out.
She doesn't know that. Inspiration
That's
point.
True. Creepy dancing teddy bear.
The woman lets out a shriek and starts like running the carriage away from you.
Ellipses.
She says, "She says that creature tried to enchant my baby."
I suggest we move on.
Yeah.
Several heads turn and look at you guys.
Bunchy puts up her hood.
I point the opposite direction.
How humans can't even appreciate adorable illusions.
I point the opposite direction and say, "Something ran that way."
One person looks.
I did my best.
And looks back and says, "No, they're no, no."
To the tavern.
All right. You guys make it into the tavern, the Broken Staff. It's not a very big tavern. It's got a nice fireplace with a warm fire, which feels good after standing outside in the rain for so long. There's a dwarf manning the bar. There's a... Give me just one second. There's a half elf. There's a half elf, a half elf, a halfling, and a human, kind of in a hushed discussion over off next to the fire. The dwarven bartender says, "Welcome to the Broken Staff. Come on in, one and all."
Well, do you see the man you were talking to earlier?
No, because we're not supposed to meet him until tomorrow.
Okay.
Men don't listen.
They never do.
All right, well.
What can I get you all?
How much for a night?
A night? I'll be,
I assume they have rooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Be a silver piece, sir. By the way, it's 10 copper pieces to a silver piece, 10 silver pieces to a gold piece. He can't make change.
Yeah, I'll get a room for myself. I assume you two will get a room.
What are you saying?
That you travel together and you don't take much space. You just pull a shelf out for you or a drawer. I assume it's still kind of early. It's not like sleepy time.
Not quite yet. No. It is winding. The night is kind of winding down.
Well, I want to secure lodgings and then maybe get a drink or food.
Right. Says, who's going to pay the silver piece for you guys?
I can do it.
All right. And he's going to say, you all want food with your rooms?
Yep.
See, tonight we got shank of lamb, bowl of the brown, some fresh baked bread.
That sounds good.
That's because you haven't tried it yet. Anyway.
You got any vegetables?
Veggie-whats?
Green things that grow from the ground?
Some of the bread's got some green things on it. Does that count?
Not exactly what I want.
So just a bowl of brown for you. Squirrel cut is a vegetable?
I think it's more of a nut.
Not to give away the secret of what's in that brown, but... I'm really confused by this concept of yours.
Did you say one silver?
Yeah.
Okay. So we get nine.
Are there any gardens nearby? Places that people grow things?
Oh, yeah. They got them fields there outside of town. Says they do have a lot of them... produce vegetable things at the market. Says, you'll have to excuse me, I'm from quite underground. He says, from the Black Mountains.
Don't get much light.
He says,
probably a lot of
got
mushrooms.
Got any good mushrooms?
Oh, yeah, I got some mushrooms. Should have just asked for mushrooms. What kind of mushrooms you want?
Specify edible, not, psychedelic.
Not hallucinogenic. I'm just gonna ask for his best plain mushroom soup that is safe for gnomes. But I don't actually know. I don't know. Do gnomes have some sort of thing for? I know dwarves have a constitution thing, so they're stronger against poison. But I don't know if gnomes do or not.
Yeah, he says, I'll make my grandma's recipe. Give me just a little bit. He says, I'll come out with your food momentarily.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure my mushroom soup is going to be better than your brown.
All right, so you come out with a bowl of brown soup with meats in it.
Unspecified meats.
A big each of you get like a big shank of lamb and a roll of fresh baked bread.
How fresh?
It's warm.
Okay.
Beyond that, who knows?
Yeah. That sounds like a good night.
So these other people who are sitting around talking quietly,
yeah.
What do they look like?
Huh?
Do they look suspiciously like Ruby, Alicia, and Caitlin?
They do, actually.
Wasn't Alicia a dwarf?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, not halfling, a dwarf. Yeah.
So dwarf, halfling, and...
Human. No, a dwarf, a human, and... a dwarf, a half-elf.
And a monk. I think he was a human monk, right?
They're going to listen to this recording and they're going to be so sad that I forgot. Noisy's a half-elf, I know that much. And Altair is a dwarf. Or no, Altair... what is Altair? Oh, he's a dwarf! That's right, dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's, how could I forget dwarf? Yes.
Oh, is Caitlin a boy?
No, she's a girl, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, a dwarf, a dwarf, and a half-elf. It's a very motley crew.
I am probably going to be intrigued by this dwarf, but also wanting to approach them a bit because they seem like outsiders,
mm-hmm.
and I also don't feel comfortable around the humans.
Ask if they've seen any babies.
The dwarf and the dwarf seem to be in some sort of disagreement about something.
Hmm.
I can speak dwarvish. Do I hear them discussing anything in particular?
Yeah. If you listen in carefully, you hear the dwarf telling the dwarf that the dwarf is some sort of chosen one because he has a purple rock. And they need to save the world. So you gather very quickly that they're very drunk or just crazy?
All of the above, perhaps? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
And shortly after that, the three of them head up to their rooms.
Okay.
Kind of engrossed in their conversation and failing to really notice you. Because they've already been here.
Well, this would be a good opportunity for me to find out what the hell with you people. What's your deal?
What the hell with you?
So you guys sit at the table that they just got from.
Yep.
This is a little reserved for player characters. Black or not.
We were just lurking, waiting with our bowls and.
Yeah.
God, move things. It!
The one good table next to the fire, and they've been hogging it this whole time. Your mushroom soup comes out. It's very delicious.
Of course it is. Dwarves always make.
Yeah, please. What's the deal? Yeah, go into your convo.
So, what brings you to the city?
To get the gold.
You were with us when we had this discussion.
What else do you wish to do with your lives?
Pretty
what
much.
What is your plan from here? What are you planning to do?
Well, my plan is pretty much to avoid this whole situation. Get out of here as soon as we can. We're going to check on this wizard thing because it sounds like he might have some leads on some more gold, which I enjoy, and it's at a tavern, which I also enjoy in the L. And she's looking for a baby. We're just kind of hanging out while it benefits both of us.
I could probably get you a baby.
It's my baby.
Oh,
I don't
a
want
specific
just anyone's baby.
I see.
I'm not want you. You would just kidnap a baby?
No, I would procure one that has been kidnapped previously. There's a
my baby was kidnapped, so.
Well, then I could possibly.
You know other baby kidnappers?
I might be able to talk to some people who might know some people. It would take me a little while to find the right contacts, but I might be able to figure something out.
Maybe you might have a use after all. But seriously, you sell human heads, and you know baby kidnappers.
The world is what you make of it. You got to take every opportunity that you can find.
Actually, I'm concerned.
You should probably watch out for him. I'm not too smart. But I have a bad feeling about him.
And you've already figured out the difference between intelligence and wisdom. Markeep comes over.
Why are you hanging out with us?
Gotta sleep somewhere. You talked about this particular tavern, and maybe an opportunity will come up.
We did give him a gold piece, too, from our head money.
It's worse than rabbits. You give rabbits
granules. Don't talk about rabbits.
I'm sorry.
You know how I feel about them.
Ugh. I forgot. Ugh. Pigeons? Are you okay with pigeons?
Yeah, why would I have a problem with pigeons?
A pigeon was really mean to you once. I don't know why. Do you have a problem with rabbits?
But ultimately, I'm just looking for opportunities. I'll see where this leads. If there's nothing here, then I'll perhaps see you on the road someday.
Fair enough.
So you're here because we told you about the guy who might give us the money in exchange for something.
There was mention of free ale. That's about it.
It does seem like city folk to do all sorts of horrible things just for ale.
Okay, so I would also...
How did you come to be kidnapped by these bandits, anyway? Spin us a long lie that you have to somehow keep going throughout the rest of this time.
It was nothing too complicated. I was traveling. Attempted to waylay me like they did you, and I told them that I might have some talents they could put to use that might keep me alive for a while.
Like kind of talents?
The very ones I showed you already.
You got any more?
I'm really good at finding opportunities. Yeah. And I'm a treasure hunter by trade, so if you have to go somewhere that might have traps or things like that, I might be able to help.
So he's sneaky.
I think we could have figured that one together.
I'm not so good at being sneaky on account of my size. We should keep him around, but watch out.
I did pay
you
right, the money.
I think you're right.
I could have snuck out the back. I believe in a certain honesty among adventurers.
Are you going to steal from us?
No. No.
It's a perfect answer. Could not be mistaken for a yes in any way.
Deception check.
Okay.
You know, I'm...
So we'll keep you around for sneakiness and because you also want money.
I also can get contacts in places you perhaps can't. I can find people in the city who might pay us better for the things we acquire, or get a hold of things you may be looking for, such as babies.
Again, it's one specific baby.
Yeah, she's not just looking for babies in general.
I'm not going to cause this kind of heartbreak to other people.
That would just be creepy.
Is it a human baby or a gnome baby?
It's my baby.
So it's a gnome.
It's my baby.
I'll need to know what it looks like if I'm going to put
out... Okay, I haven't thought of that backstory yet, so I don't know. I just know that humans stole it, but I have to figure out what kind of baby it is.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Or I feel like just make it up on the spot. That's the best.
Maybe it's a dwarf baby, and that's why I like dwarves. But I know that it was humans that stole the baby.
Humans steal everything.
It's true. Humans are worthless.
That's right, they really do. The wizard is sitting at your table, and he appeared at some point when you weren't noticing.
Oh, hey,
what race is he?
He's human, you think. Hard to tell under all the hair. He's got a very long beard, very long hair. An absurd amount of hats and scarves. Kind of like the Johnny Depp of wizards.
I thought you weren't going to be here till tomorrow.
I was here earlier tonight and decided to come back in. You know. Hey, you're here! Braxis?
How do you know my name?
I'm Valthurn the Prescient. I make it my job to know things before I should. Hence, the Prescient.
He knew we would be getting into trouble right about when... or right before we got into the bandits.
So he's the one who offered the free alcohol.
Yes, your next round's on Valthurn the Prescient. Put it on Valthurn's tab. You don't have a tab here. I'll pay gold. Another round.
Let me see your gold first, old man.
So Valthurn reaches into a sack and pulls out a fistful of gold and puts it on the bar.
That's a lot of drinks.
Says, now do I have a tab? Yeah, no, you're good by me now. I was in here earlier, Jesus. Sure. Lobby, whatever.
I'm going to eyeball that bag with interest.
The bag appears to be empty and weightless, but definitely pulled something out of it. Perhaps magic.
I want one of those.
He pushes it into a pouch and it disappears.
I want one of those too.
He says, so, how was your trip into the city? I see you picked up a Braxis. Made some money.
It was pretty eventful. Ran into a band of marauders and had ourselves a little tiff.
Yeah, you slayed Kethra Astorio.
Yeah, they cut a guy in half. She doesn't like rabbits.
You don't like rabbits? I mean, right? The ears, the nose...
Please stop talking about that.
They eat so many carrots. What do they need that good eyesight for, anyway? Don't trust them. Don't trust them as far as I can throw them.
Exactly.
Everyone's always saying, Valthurn, you're magic. Pull a rabbit out of your hat. Say, no thanks.
Disgusting creatures.
They taste good.
So what was it you wanted with us, anyway?
He says, I've been looking for a few good... few good adventurers, he says. I have a little task to set you on if you're interested.
Are you paying for the task, or are we supposed to be paid with what we acquire?
He says, I'll pay you, and you can keep whatever you acquire. He says, now I'll tell you.
I think I need more information about what the task is.
Yeah, me too.
He says, and I'll tell you up front, he says, the adventuring life, he says, it's not for everyone. He says, it's very lucrative, but it's very deadly as well. He says, most adventurers die. He says, I tell you all this because I made a mistake a few months ago. He says, I... sent some adventurers to take care of this little dragon problem, and then they got all pissy because there was a bigger dragon, and they should have told them about the bigger dragon, and so just want to be up front. He says, are you willing to risk your lives to make a shit ton of money?
How big of a dragon are you talking?
And how much money?
He says, well, we're not going to start with a dragon. That'd be a dick move on my part.
Well, you are already kind of a dick. You didn't tell us what we were going to be running into.
And you threw those other adventurers into the dragon first thing.
I'm trying to learn from my mistakes. Can't old wizard learn new tricks?
I don't know, prescient one.
I'm prescient, and I say they can. Besides, they're fine. They're all still alive, mostly. I mean, one of them is a walking skeleton, but that's besides the point.
So, what is this task that we may be risking our lives for? I'm willing to risk my life for the right situation, but I'm not doing it just for a bunch of money.
He says, the Great River, you've seen it, assuredly. You walked into town and seen it.
Oh, that puddle?
Yeah, that puddle. He says, there's a creature. He says, it's been befouling the waters.
Like pooping it out?
He says, he says, it's a little worse than poop. He says, nature can handle a little poop.
Yeah, it can.
He says, I know you're all pups, so you may not know this, but 20 years ago, there was this great conflict that happened in these lands. He says, a great and dark evil took hold of the East. He says, in the area now known as the Blight. He says, this was back before your kind, or half your kind, rose up against the country and got slaughtered. He says, anyway, these creatures, their very blood was a corrupt black ichor, poisoned anything it touched, created abominations, and defouled the world. He says, one of these creatures managed to escape the forest. He says, and is currently hiding out along the river. He says, it's been making its home near the water. Some of its darkness has been seeping into the water, causing problems with the fish and plants, various other things that drink it. He says, I think it's a task that would be worthy for you lot.
Is this a find and kill mission?
He says, yes, you want to destroy this creature, absolutely. No part of it must be allowed to survive.
I will agree that this is a task that needs to be done, but why are you paying us for it? What do you get out of this?
He says, you're going to bring me back one part of the creature.
I thought we had to destroy it.
Everything but this one part. He says, I need its black heart.
If we touch it, don't we get the blight?
He says, you'll want to be careful when handling it. He says, don't put any open wounds in there. He says, if you... He says, fighting it should be, you know, you run the risk, he says, but as long as you don't do anything too dumb.
No drinking its blood.
No drinking its blood. That's right out. Maybe I should have picked better people for this. So I think you can handle this. I think you can handle this. He says, there's a good chance that you might die, though. I just want to throw that right out there on the table. It's going to become a risk, but he says, I'm willing to pay handsomely. I'll pay you each 100 gold pieces. Mm-hmm. And you'll be doing a lot to help the environment.
What are you doing with the heart?
He says, there are bad things coming. He says, worse things than this creature. Worse things than that dragon. He says, I need to learn more about it. I'm very prescient. My prescience comes from years of studying and years of knowledge. He says, this heart will help me find weaknesses. It'll help me figure out how to stop this from coming back and spreading again.
Do you have, like, a business card or some bona flesh?
I can hover in midair and teleport at will. What more do you want from me?
How do I know you're a good guy and you're not going to be using the heart to make more evil things happen? I've read a lot of fairy tales.
I'm no fairy tale.
You don't smell like a fairy tale.
So is this thing going to be alone, or does it have... underlings? Like, are we gonna have to sneak past an army of creatures, or is it just some lonely thing on the shore?
He says it has a lair. There might be some other creatures about.
Okay.
He says, but it's nothing you can't handle. He says, well, I take that back. He says, you're gonna need help. He says, I think I have a few people in mind, he says, but they're a little occupied at the moment.
Occupy how?
I may have sent them on another quest. So is there... He says they're going to be in the sewers killing some fanatical fish people. You know. Quest.
That sounds fun. So, what sort of treasure might this thing of be hiding? You said we get to keep what we find. Just want to make sure it's going to be worth our time.
Oh, he says, well... I mean, the treasure is the companions you make along the way, right? you know, 100 gold pieces that I'm paying you, and... He says, I may have sent some other adventurers there last week, and they may not have come back, so whatever they had.
What are the special precautions that you said we need to take when transporting this heart?
He says, He reaches into a pouch and pulls out a large container. He says, this container is... He says, it may look like glass, but it's actually very... picks up and throws it on the ground. It just sort of bounces. He says, it's very unbreakable. Magically unbreakable.
It's Pyrex.
He says, just don't put it straight on the stovetop. he says, put the heart in this container. He says, and then bring it back to me. He says, no, I will tell you, this creature, it's deadly. He says, it's got the... wings of a hydra and a spiky tail and a weird face.
It doesn't look like a rabbit at all, does it?
Not in any way.
Good.
He says it's called a manticore.
Manticore.
Mm-hmm. He says it's got the head of a human-ish thing. He says the body of a lion and the wings of a dragon. Hmm.
Okay, does it have, or does it attack with... poison, acid, fire, any of that kind of stuff that we might be able to brace ourselves against?
Nope. It's quite mundane in those regards. It does, he says, just don't let it bleed into your mouth or anything like that. No drinking its blood.
Or having sex with it.
Could I maybe keep the blood as a poison?
Absolutely not. It must be burned.
Okay.
He says, you do not want to poison anything with this blood.
Gotcha.
He says the blood will twist it into a foul abomination. A creature of Flavi. He says it will wreak havoc on you and the world around you. No adventurer. Do not take any blood. Do not drink any blood. Don't have sex with it.
I'm just going through all the basic roots.
She's just asking.
A bacterial infection, just making sure my bases are covered. Is it sentient? Can it speak?
And he says, no, it's quite mad.
How are we supposed to contact you when/if we do find its heart?
He says, well, once you kill it, he says, put the heart in a container and come back here. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
Wouldn't this be easier with a powerful wizard as our part of the group?
Yeah, probably. But I got the gold, so...
Well, I'm in. I want treasure.
How about you, Punchy?
I'm in. We're all gonna die someday.
It's true. Prescient. Very prescient there, Punchy.
Some of us.
Punchy the prescient, this one.
He thinks I'm smart.
What about you, Shadow?
Anything befouling nature should be destroyed.
Alright, he says, well, enjoy your evening. Your drinks are on me. He says, come tomorrow evening. He says, meet up here with the other three adventurers. He says, and good luck.
How will we know them?
He says I'll meet up with them and give them your descriptions. He says, I have a hunch that tomorrow...
So they'll find us.
They'll find you. They'll meet here with you.
So just three people coming up to us and we'll say...
Valthrun sent me. That's it. That's a good password. Can't be mistaken for anything else. All right, adventurers. Oh, I'm going to retire to my swamp. Well, I got a lizard folk I got a date with tonight.
Okay.
Lizard queen.
Conference moving up in the world.
Shut.
Yeah, one for the road. All right, and as you guys drink, we will fade there in the session. And next time when we meet up, the whole group will be together for...
Yeah, cool.
Hope everybody had fun.
Do we have homework?